end of the road.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. General Motors had an agreement to sell its Saturn brand to Penske Automotive, headed by Roger Penske. But the former race car driver walked away from the deal after he was unable to find a supplier after Saturn's GM contract runs out in 2011. 350 dealerships and 13,000 jobs are affected. We're set to start getting word on auto sales later today, too. And also today, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke goes before Congress, expecting to outline protection measures in their dealings with financial companies. A $23 billion agriculture bill could soon be on its way to President Obama's desk. Negotiators from the House and Senate have agreed to reconcile different versions of the bill, including a bailout for dairy farmers. Reporter Joel Rose has more.
The $350 million in emergency funding is supposed to help dairy farmers who are getting squeezed by high costs and low prices.
Right now, milk prices are far below the cost of producing the milk. So the more milk a farmer is producing each month, the more money he's losing.
Doug Demento is a spokesman for Agrimark, a co-op that includes farmers from New England and New York. There had been some tension between big dairy farmers in the West and small producers in the East and Midwest. The compromise announced yesterday includes $290 million in direct aid, which favors small farmers. The bill also allocates $60 million to buy up surplus cheese, which should help all farmers by raising milk prices. Demento says the money is a welcome relief, but it won't solve the industry's problems.
These are just short-term fixes, just short-term band-aids. It's going to take a long-term look at dairy policy and really the whole food policy here in the U.S.
Demento says the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which sets milk prices, needs to find a way of avoiding the boom and bust cycle of recent years. I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
Investors seem to be a little sour today. Markets in Europe are lower by an average of 0.5%, maybe a little more right now. In Asia, shares were mostly down today. The Nikkei fell 1.5%. Stock futures are lower. Investors are a little jittery ahead of a truckload of economic data today. Markets yesterday were off, the S&P and Dow by about 0.3%. And it's the market's first chance to react to the news of Ken Lewis's retirement from Bank of America. Analysts are saying it would be the most explosive prosecution of a British corporation. The UK's biggest defense firm, BAE, is expected to be charged today with bribery at the request of British fraud investigators. Our man in London, Stephen Beard, has more.
BAE is the fourth largest supplier to the Pentagon. Today, Britain's Serious Fraud Office said it wants the UK government to prosecute the company for corruption. BAE's been accused of paying millions in bribes to win contracts overseas. Among the countries involved, Tanzania, the Czech Republic and Romania. The Serious Fraud Office is reported to be seeking a fine of up to $1.5 billion. Chandra Krishnan of the anti-corruption group Transparency International welcomes today's move.
I think this will send a very important wider message that bribery does not pay and it has serious consequences. And I think it's very important that we now have full judicial scrutiny of these cases and that we get to know the truth.
He says Britain's enforcement of an international anti-bribery convention has been weak. There have been only 5 cases here over the past decade, compared with 120 in the United States. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. $25 trillion of investment assets are accounted for with software from SunGard Financial Systems. More information at sunguard.com. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 750,000 tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
The City of Lights is all aglow with Fashion Week going on, but given the economy, the trends have been to tone things down and make the clothes last. We brought in a fashion expert you might be familiar with.
As all of you know, many elements of fashion are derived from today's headlines. From politics to pop culture to finance, fashion is news.
Project Runway's Tim Gunn is with us now. Episode 7 of the program airs tonight on Lifetime, and Gunn says reflections of the recession are included in the shows, but there are fewer designs on the runway.
The most obvious thing being that there were many fewer looks on the runway, which is certainly an indication that there are fewer items in the showroom. There are fewer things for the retailers to buy.
You think designers on the show are thinking about the recession?
Well, I believe, and I'm projecting a lot of my own thinking into our designers, I believe that they're looking beyond this economic downturn, and they're really designing for that moment, as opposed to thinking, well, we have this dreadful economic condition and horrifying unemployment and a retail calamity around us, and what do we design for this particular time and place? That can only be dreary and gloomy as far as I'm concerned, and we really want to look at getting out of this and at what lies beyond it.
And so what does a recovery fashion industry look like? I mean, what are they shopping for?
Well, they're shopping for items that will have a long life in their closet, for one thing. And they're not going to buy something new that has a very limited place in their wardrobe and in their lifestyle.
But you think that's going to be in the recovery as well? Or do you think people will start, you know, going all out again?
I think it's going to be a while before people start going all out again. When we come out of this, I think it will be with a huge sigh of relief. And people will be moving forward cautiously. At least I hope that they will, because I do think that there's a silver lining to this and a recalibration of thinking about what we buy and what these items mean to us.
And do you think there will ever be a time we get back to the $26,000 handbags?
I hope not, Steve.
Tim Gunn, we do appreciate it. Fashion consultant, TV personality. We appreciate you being with us this morning.
Thank you very much, Steve. It was great to be with you.
Finally, there have been many times I thought ghosts were drinking out of my pint at the local pub, but there's a bar in Britain where the owner says the supernatural is filling things back up. Janice McCormick says she's losing a fortune every time a customer goes to the loo or looks away. Their beer mysteriously gets refilled. McCormick says word about the ghost is bringing a lot of people in. Spirit of publicity or the drunkenness of reality? In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.